Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Napoleon Bonaparte is one of the most famous conquerors in history. At the height of his empire, 720,000 square miles of territory were under his command. As great as his fame is, however, other famous conquerors accomplished much more. Napoleon is actually number 7 on our list. Number 6 goes to Adolf Hitler, who ruled 1.4 million square miles. Number 5 is Attila the Hun. Attila carved out for himself 1.5 million square miles. Next, there is Cyrus the Great. Cyrus swept up the nations around him until his Persian Empire covered 2 million square miles. Cyrus is number 4 on our list. Number 3? Number 3 is Alexander the Great. Alexander died when he was only 32, but over the previous 10 years, Alexander had marched his men from Greece to India, claiming for himself every inch along the way. 2.2 million square miles came under his command. And then there is Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was single-minded and ruthless. With his highly disciplined troops, Genghis Khan swallowed up almost everything from Eastern Asia to Eastern Europe. By the time he was done, 4.9 million square miles were his. Which brings us to number 1. Number 1 is you. Number 1 is you in the only way that matters. All the other names on the list, Napoleon, Alexander, Genghis Khan, all they could do was seize some territory for a limited amount of time. God's view of things is different. He tells us that true victory over this fallen world belongs to the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Think about that for a moment. Regardless of what the world thinks, regardless of your status in society, regardless of how significant or insignificant others think you are, you are the conqueror. You are the conqueror through faith in the one who has washed you clean of sin on Calvary's cross. Through faith in Jesus, you are His, and He is yours. Through faith in Him, you will live beyond this temporary world. Through faith in Him, the new heaven and earth are yours forever. Lord Jesus, remind me who I am and what I have through faith in you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.